The tablets, a concrete email. Obviously, and perhaps unfortunately, in these times, the apparent ease of using the communicative device known as email is just too convenient, and a growing number of people mostly or completely ignore it. This is very unfortunate, especially if you happen to be trying to contact someone that might not feel compelled to answer. Plainly, by academic standards, I'm a nobody and just trying to find the correct person to contact. Never mind expecting them to respond is almost impossible these days unless you use snail mail, and this could turn a tiny inquiry into a major task that consumes months. For someone of my academic stature to come up with something that is philosophically earth-shaking, or at least noteworthy, really isn't that unusual, considering that many of the greats had little or no formal education. But times are getting much more difficult in this area because of the sheer quantity of communication associated with the advent of the World Wide Web. There are places like the theory of everything where anyone can communicate their pet philosophy and other members will read it and comment. But even this place is so overrun with sources and participants that getting good feedback is quite unlikely. It seems that no one has time to read anyone else's blog on the web and in real life. Friends groan or change the subject. So after many years of trying to deal with this problem, it was decided that not only would these findings be mailed in the old-fashioned way, but they would be literally cast in stone. Thus, the advent of the tablets. They are laughingly referred to as concrete email and defy being deleted, shredded, or ignored. Both contain only 68 words each, but weigh more than the average hardcover book, and will be sent to Canadian universities beginning with Lakehead U. It is hoped that they will be given the consideration due to the results of a 44-year quest. Namron Sore.